Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. On Thursday, the legislature sent its marijuana legalization bill to the desk of Republican Governor Phil Scott. That means Scott has until next Wednesday to decide whether or not to sign the legislation. He can veto it or allow it to become law without his signature. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it will be one of the most closely watched decisions of Scott's tenure.
A group of doctors, law enforcement officials, and substance abuse counselors held a press conference on Thursday morning in the State House. Their message was unambiguous.
So I say veto this bill, stay strong with health and safety.
And we are asking him, as an association, to veto this legislation.
We are hopeful that the governor will follow through on what he said he would do as a candidate, which is to veto legislation like this that lacks important considerations of public safety and education. We will be watching.
That was alcohol and drug counselor Margot Austin, Hinesburg Police Chief Frank Koss, and child psychiatrist Dr. David Retu. And the bill they're so adamant that Scott veto would legalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana and allow Vermonters to grow up to two mature plants. Retu says it's uncomfortable taking such a public stand against the bill, in part because so many Vermonters support the legalization movement.
And they view us as out-of-touch curmudgeons, standing in the way of people wanting to have some harmless fun.
Retu, though, says he's convinced that legalization will increase usage of a drug that he blames for negative mental health outcomes, especially among children.
This bill is a choice that pits individual freedom against negative health outcomes, and there simply is no way to sugarcoat your way out of this.
Scott has heard from some high-profile constituencies urging him to veto the legalization bill. On May 4th, the Vermont Association of Police Chiefs penned a letter asking him to veto the bill. Representatives of the Vermont Medical Society, Vermont American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Vermont Children's Hospital have also expressed concern. But proponents of legalization have come out in force as well, and the support isn't necessarily from stoners enthused by the idea of legal weed. Here's Windsor County State's Attorney David Cahill.
In my view, those who oppose expansion of civil liberties consistently find themselves on the wrong side of history.
Cahill says prohibition has done little to stem the tide of marijuana abuse in Vermont, which has some of the highest teen usage rates in the nation. As for fears generally about the ill effects of cannabis, Cahill says
that's a separate issue apart from whether consenting adults should have the right to consume marijuana without fearing state interference.
Jay Wesley Boyd is a medical doctor in Massachusetts who supported that state's legalization referendum. Boyd, a psychiatrist, says there's no question that marijuana poses health threats to people who misuse it, especially children and young adults in their early 20s. But Boyd says the dangers of the drug pale in comparison to alcohol and tobacco.
And for me, it comes down to a question of, do you really want to throw people in jail for using marijuana? Because if it remains illegal, that's what's on the table.
Laura Subin is the director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana, a group that has helped spearhead the legalization push in Montpelier. Subin says that all serious legalization advocates also worry about teen drug use. But she says early data from Colorado, Washington, and Oregon show no causal effect between legalization and increased usage rates among teens. And she says prohibition has proven itself an ineffective tool for harm reduction.
There is already a lot of marijuana in Vermont. We know that about 80,000 people are using marijuana.
Subin says legalization will, most importantly, roll back a law that has perpetuated inequities in the criminal justice system.
The largest effect has been in communities of color and in lowest income Vermont families.
At a press conference on Wednesday, Governor Scott offered mixed messages on what he plans to do with the legalization bill.
I said it along the campaign trail. I'm not philosophically opposed to it.
But Scott says he doesn't think Vermont should move forward until the state puts in place stronger highway safety measures.
I'm not sure that the time is right now, but I want to look at the bill.
Now that it's arrived on his desk, Scott has an opportunity to begin that review. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.